Welcome to Holistic Brain Changer Podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie. I'm so glad you were here. In this podcast, we are going to talk all things mental health. As someone who has struggled with depression and anxiety over the years, and also a healthcare professional who has seen the ins and outs of mental health and how it's treated, I knew the traditional treatment wasn't for me. So I have been determined to dig deep and find holistic ways to treat mental health. So follow along as I share tips, tricks, research, and just some real life stuff and situations along the way in hopes you can take control of your own life and discover the best version of yourself. So let's go. Hey, welcome back. I am glad to be back. If you are returning, thank you for being here as always. And if you're new, thank you for being here. I hope you enjoy, find some value. It has been rough here at the Maxfield household. Holy buckets. We just like got hit with sickness. Last week I was like dying and my husband was sick and my daughter was still sick because she got sick again and like nobody was sleeping. It's been a rough month for us. Let's just put it that way. Like, we've just been sick constantly and I'm finally feeling better. My husband's still kind of feeling better. Avery's better finally. Addie somehow never got sick. But we're doing better. We are finally feeling better. So it's been just a crazy month. So podcasting has just like not been my top priority because I've been just trying to survive the last couple weeks. So anyway, we're back. We're here. So I hope you're doing well. It's springtime when I'm recording this. And so the weather is just been nicer. It's been warmer. The sun's been out. It's just been fantastic here in Idaho. And so I'm just kind of loving it. But anyway, today I wanted to talk about like the law of attraction and how it's affecting your health. And I find this kind of interesting. So I'm reading this book called The Secret, and the way they kind of explained it when it comes to your health, like the law of attraction is like attracts like, is basically how that works. But like how we feel and how we think, like our thoughts and our feelings are directly impacting our results that we're getting. So a good way that this kind of was explained to me that made really good sense was like, if you were like, I want to lose weight, I want to lose weight. Okay. Like that's what you're putting out into the universe. Whether you believe in the universe, God, whatever divine, like the law of attraction exists. So if you're constantly putting out like, I want to lose weight, I want to lose weight, you are attracting losing weight, but not in a way that like is benefiting you, right? Like if you probably been that person, you're like, I want to lose weight, I'm trying to lose weight, and it's just like this yo-yo of up and down, is because your body and your like your body is attracting the ability to keep losing weight. Obviously you can't get to, you know, 0 pounds, right? So it will put you in this situations where it's like attracting the ability to lose weight, but then you gain weight so that you can lose weight, if that makes sense. So like another way to think of it is like, I don't want to be fat. And like the universe doesn't hear like the do not want to be fat. It just hears like, I want to be fat, right? So it will keep putting you in situations and keep throwing situations at you that keep you fat, right? And it's like just the same thing with anything in our life, but particularly with our health, when we're like, you know, we want to lose weight. I don't want to be fat. I don't want to feel like shit anymore. Like, right? All those things that we're saying are actually negatively impacting us. Also, side note, I'm sorry if you can hear my kids in the background, they're playing. But so anyway, like how we're speaking is directly impacting our feelings, which is then impacting like our thoughts, and which is then impacting the way the universe is like portraying what we want, and then it's giving it back to us in that negative energy. So kind of like some, not maybe not common, well, I guess maybe common reframes that you can start to change when it comes to your health so that it's working for you, not against you. And so one thing in the book was, it was like, instead of saying, I want to lose weight, it was like, I want to be the perfect weight. And it was like, just pick a number, right? Like, instead of being like, I want to lose 50 pounds, it was like, I want to be 140 pounds, right? Or whatever, whatever your number is, right? I want to be 200 pounds. Like, my perfect weight is 200 pounds. My perfect weight is 170 pounds. My perfect weight is 160 pounds or whatever, right? And so it's like, instead of trying to manifest the losing weight, right? Because you're then just manifesting, like attracting, like continually being able to lose weight. You have your sights set on, this is my perfect weight number, say, let's just say 160. My perfect weight is 160. And so, because 160 is like, once you're there, right? And once you're, you know, like, you're not trying to lose any more weight. So it's not like you're keep trying to manifest that, right? Or if like you get past 160 and anyway. So instead of saying, oh, I want to lose weight, I want to lose weight, or even if I want to lose 50 pounds, say my perfect weight is said number, 160, okay? And that will just help you kind of like dial in. But also the other thing is thinking about, when you say, I want to lose weight, how does that make you feel? Like, I know for me, when I say, oh, I want to lose weight, like, it's like almost defeating, right? Like, it's almost defeating because I'm like, oh, I got to put in all this work. I got to diet. You know what I mean? Like, I get all these negative emotions with losing weight, which in then turn gives me the negative attraction back from the universe. Versus if I'm like, oh, my perfect weight is 160. And I think about like how that makes me feel, or like how I would feel if I hadn't, you know, ever been that weight. Or, you know, if say you've like never reached your goal weight, right? But you're like, I want to be 160. And if you think about like, if I was 160, I'd feel so much better. I'd feel confident in my skin. Like, you're not thinking about like the process. You're just thinking of the end result. And the end result typically gives you like that happy, feel good emotions. And that's what we want, because when we have that happy, feel good emotions, that's what we're putting out in the universe, and we're attracting back the happy, feel good emotions, right? So my perfect weight is 160. How does that make me feel? Like, sit with that and feel that, because that's what's going to help you reach that goal of your goal of 160. So like, another thing of like, I don't want to be fat anymore. So instead of saying, I don't want to be fat, say like, I want to love my body. Like, I want to feel good in my body. Like, what do you want? It's not what you don't want. It's what you do want, right? So being able to take like the do not out of your statements will help you. And when, like, whatever fat is, right? Like, I don't want to, like, I hate the word fat and skinny. Like, I want to be skinny. Like, well, what is skinny to you, right? Like, and maybe that's just, I want to be skinny. I want to be skinny, right? And if you just keep saying it and you visualize yourself as skinny, then great. But like, ultimately, like, what is skinny, right? So like, another thing is like, oh, I feel like crap all the time. I don't want to feel like crap anymore. Like, I want to feel energized. Like, I want to feel good in my skin. I want to feel great when I wake up every morning. Like, what do you want? Because ultimately what you want is the feelings that you want to put out. And we want those feel good feelings. We want the happy feelings. And so as you go towards your goals, and you just, and this just like is for anything in general, okay? Like, anything. If get away from the like, I need, and go to, I want. Like, what do you want? And like, visualize that like end goal and how it's gonna feel, because that's what you need to attract whatever it is that you need in order to get there, right? Whatever the universe thinks that you're going to need to get to your goal, it will give to you. So as I wrap this up, it's just a reminder of, instead of like watching how you say and what you say, but then also like, instead of like stressing about the process of how to get from point A to point B, focus on B, focus on the destination and how that is going to make you feel, because ultimately that's where you want to be anyway, right? So why would you stress about getting there? If you think it, it's possible, right? It's possible to achieve. So if you are thinking like sit with your goal, right? If like, again, if it's weight loss, sit with that number and just be like, just think to yourself, how would this make me feel if I was at my goal weight of 160? I would feel so good. And like that happy, putting it out into the universe is going to attract back what you need to get you there. And I think that's important to realize with anything, but like, it's the same thing with like junk food. When you're like, there's always junk food every Wednesday, right? At work. What's going to be there every Wednesday? Junk food, right? I mean, I've heard this, like people use this with parking spots and like lights, you know, red lights, green lights, like whatever. But when it comes to your health, it is really important what you say and just focusing on that end goal and how it's going to make you feel. Because when you feel good, you are going to ultimately do good. And the universe wants to help you out. It wants to give to you. It wants to give you what you want. So if that's what you're wanting, is to feel good, it's going to give you that. I want to thank you for being here. I appreciate you oh so much. And until next time, I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening in. If you loved this episode or just felt like you could relate, I would love it if you shared it to your social media and tagged me at @CoachSteph_M so I can thank you. And remember, if you change your mind, you can change your life.